Okay, in this tutorial, I want to introduce you to a plugin called Spectral Hold, which at first glance might not seem to have much to offer to the electronic musician, being mainly a plugin intended for sound design purposes. But I at least categorize sound design into two broad compartments, I guess. There's the kind of sound design that's good for films and audio dramas, etc., with horses and guns and footsteps and doors and so on. But music is a sort of sound design as well. Sound design can be used to construct or modify instruments to give a unique sound to make the performance closer to what you want it to be. And in this and the following tutorials, I'm going to show how you can use Spectral Hold to create production element effects such as risers, which could enhance electronic dance music, and also, in conjunction with Reaper's Sampler, how you can use Spectral Hold to create unique instruments of your own. So in this first tutorial, I'm going to introduce what Spectral Hold is, how it works, and the kind of sounds that come out of it. So Spectral Hold is a buffer effect. That is to say, it has an internal buffer in which it captures a tiny snippet of audio, which it loops. And you can change the way that audio is looped, how much the loop overlaps with its next instance, as it were. So how much the looped section of audio overlaps with itself as it's being looped, and how large the snippet of audio is, and you can change all these properties to get very different sounds out of it. So, we're going to use a very bad recording, because one thing that sound designers pride themselves on is being able to salvage interesting sonic textures from recordings that otherwise wouldn't be considered very useful in a professional context. So we have here a badly recorded piece of audio here.
Okay.
And then,
so we can hear it was recorded on a tape machine. I happen to know that this recording was made years ago, and so it's not going to be appearing on any Abbey Road quality albums anytime soon, but we can use it to create professional quality effects using effects such as Spectral Hold. So given that it's such a loud piece of audio, first thing we're going to do is load up the list of parameters that Spectral Hold comes with. These can be accessed from within the effects chain dialog or from within the Asara parameters list. I prefer to navigate this effect from within the Asara parameters list just because then I can press the first letter of each parameter and get to it quickly. So dry mix during hold. When we freeze, when we take our little snippet of audio for looping, you have the option to hear the audio playing away in the background as well, but by default you don't do that. By default, the dry mix during hold is set at minus 150 dB. We're going to leave that there. Dry mix when not holding, assuming good latency, this can be useful because then you can know what kind of sound is coming through, so you can know what to freeze. I'm going to turn this down considerably. I think minus 30 dB should be fine. Yeah, maybe we turn it up a bit.
Today,
Rainbow
Time Children!
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah, minus 15 decibels will do. And because the volume of the recorded audio is very high, the volume of what is looped will also be very high. So we'll turn the hold volume, that's the volume of the looped audio, we'll turn that down to minus 15 as well. So now, we play this through. And we turn on the hold parameter. And we've frozen this audio in time. Let's turn it down a bit more. Minus 24 dB. So we can hear it's being looped over and over again. Now, we can change some properties of this loop. There's a phase increase slider, which goes from 0 to 12. And there's also an output overlap slider, which dictates how much these segments overlap when they're played back. So that's it at its minimum of 0.1, and we can speed this up. To its maximum, which is 0.9. And now we can mess with the phase again. And we find the timbre of the sound changes again. If we want to get a different sample of this audio, we can just press cursor up and down on the update state switch. We find the sample has already ended, that's why you can't hear anything, so we just press play again from within inside the parameters dialog.
Okay.
Now you'll notice that the hold stopped then. When I press play again, the hold stopped. This is because of a control called transport start behavior. And by default, it's set to clear the hold every time you press play. And we don't want that because we might find something really good. And then every time we press play, hold would be reset. We'd lose that tiny snippet of audio in the buffer. We'd probably never find it again because we're talking absolutely minuscule parts of audio. So we're going to set it to preserve hold. And now let's try to see what kind of different sounds we can get out of this. So you can hear very different sounds. Let's turn the output overlap down. Back to its default of 0.75. Come to the end of the sample again, so we just play again. So we can sort of tell in some of these samples that we're looping that voices are involved in this audio. But there is an FFT size slider, which is currently set to 32,768. The numbers don't really matter. All that really matters is that we're taking the largest snippet of audio possible for this plugin to take. The smallest one is 512. Now we have far more kind of electronic sounds. If we adjust the output overlap again, the samples are so small that even with minimum output overlap, we're still getting not a fluttering sound, but a drone. So a very wide spectrum of sounds that we can get out of this. I want to get a kind of low, humming, gritty type sound. And I also have to help me do that an analysis overlap slider. So I'm going to put the FFT up some to 4096. I'm going to put the output overlap up some to its maximum. I'm going to mess around with these settings until I find the kind of gritty hum that I know it's possible for this plugin to create. So this isn't what I want. I'm going to turn the analysis overlap right down. So we're getting to more gritty sounds now. Getting there. Let's put the output overlap down some more. This is quite a nice sound. So this is with an FFT size 16,000, an analysis overlap of 0, an output overlap of 0.9. Play with the phase. No, I like it where it is. Now, it's really important to realize. I've just paused this to make it stop. It's going to keep going whether I have this played or stopped. It's really important to realize that one of the drawbacks of this plugin is that you can't save presets, and you can't even save these buffers as part of a project. So if you save a project and come back to it, you will have lost your tiny little snippet of audio, and you'll have to start all over again. So we have to find some way of preserving this audio. And the only way to do that is by a destructive process. And the one that I like to do is apply track/take effects to items as new takes. So what we're going to do is we're going to highlight the audio item that we've been using here, and we're going to nudge it along by 2 minutes to give us plenty of breathing room to do what we need to do. So I'm going to do this. There are a number of ways to do this, but I'm going to do it via the nudge set dialog. I'm going to press N. Going to shift tab to make sure position is selected. That's the attribute of the item I want to adjust. Shift tab again to make sure I'm set to nudge. And then there's a by edit box. I'm going to put 120 in there. That's seconds. I'm going to press tab once just to check that I am set to minutes, seconds in the units by which I can move this. And then I'm going to tap to nudge right, and I'm going to do MBDA numpad enter, or the Jaws equivalent, to move the item 2 minutes along the timeline. Now, why have I done that? I've done that to make room for an empty item. I could use this sound that we're about to print as a drone. I could use it as a riser. I could use it as a sampled instrument. I better make sure that the sound I create is long enough for all the potential purposes for which I might ever want to use it, because I'm unlikely to get this exact sound again, ever, even if I pass spectral hold over the same piece of audio. So I'm going to make this 1 minute and 10 seconds long. So I'm going to go 1 minute and 10 seconds into my project by pressing Control J and pressing 1:10.000. Confirm that I'm there with double tapping Control Shift J, and then I'm going to press right square bracket to set the right boundary of a time selection. It will automatically assume that I want to go from the beginning of my project to that point unless I designate another left boundary for my time selection, so that's all good. Then I'm going to go Alt I, and I'm going to insert an empty item. And I'm then going to press Alt-M to go to the item menu. So the empty item I've created will be exactly the length of my time selection, so that's good. So then I'm going to cursor up to apply track/take effects to item as new take, and I'm going to press Enter. And that's going to render away creating me the WAV file based on the output of this effect. And that's going to be crystallized. That's going to stay there. It's not going to matter if I delete the spectral hold effect completely. None of it's going to matter. Now, when it's done, there it is. When it's done, it's going to automatically start playing again because the transport is for some reason going to be reset off pause back to stop. And so, of course, that sound will play as it does with tone generators and noise generators and other similar plugins. So I just stopped it with pause. Now, something interesting I discovered with this plugin and other plugins as well. This process works far better when you are using the Wave Out Windows subsystem. Now, I'm not sure how the Mac will handle this because I don't own a Mac, but using the Wasapi shared Windows subsystem, you don't get the same in your rendered effect, in the render you've produced, as you do from the effect. So if I press play, now I bypass the effect and I highlight this formerly empty item we have here with control cursor left. We have the name of the track, item number one, because it's the first item on the track, and then it's render 001. So it's created a render based on the track slash take effects that we're hearing. If I press play, you hear exactly the same buzzy noise, even though the spectral hold effect is bypassed. So we have an exact copy of what I created with the effect. Now, with the Wasapi shared Windows subsystem selected, you don't get that. You get something that sounds an octave higher. I'm not quite sure the reason why, when you have the Wasapi shared Windows subsystem selected, why what you see isn't what you get, but that's an important thing to remember. And remember, you can change your Windows subsystem by going to the devices section of preferences and changing things in there. I'm not sure how this will behave with the ACO Windows subsystem, but if you get unpredictable results, try changing your subsystem. So now we have a file that will stay as it is forever and a day. So that's good. Turning the effect back on. So this is a sound coming directly from the effect. Now, one other thing that I want to talk about before we close is this auto update parameter. Now, I was updating manually to find sounds that I wanted, but I can change this auto update value so that it will keep updating, keep changing what's in the buffer. By making the FFT size smaller, I dramatically change the noise. I can change all these controls. And that is how you can get an evolving texture. Now you can also change the mix in on update slider, and this changes how this stuff is mixed in. So at 1.0 you have very definite changes between the buffer at 0.002, you have a far more gradual change. So let's put our FFT to 32,000. And you have this whooshing sound based on the input audio. Now this would sound very different depending on what the input audio was. You could automate these effects and bounce that live output to disk using Ctrl-Alt-B, which will save whatever you mess around with in Reaper in real time. That's a kind of jamming process. Or you could render your automations. So this is another way to create kind of strange evolving textures, which you could then stack more effects on to make them more interesting. And as I say, the quality and timbre of what you get when using this effect will depend very much on the input audio you feed it. So that's it. That's Spectral Hold, the introduction. But we have this sound here. We're going to make a riser and some other things out of that next time. So we're going to take this boring buzz and make it interesting. So until then, happy holding.